Agni, burn and surrender yourself is the same thing?
Then that is a further, because that is exactly the last prayer. If you now read the last one, since you are speaking of it, let us come to the last verse. That is exactly the prayer which has to be done, which says, 18th verse, O God Agni, knowing all things that are manifested, lead us by the good path to the felicity. Remove from us the devious attraction of sin. To thee, completest speech of submission, we would dispose. Right? This is a complete prayer. Agne naya supatharaye asman vishwani deva vayunani vidvan yuyodhya smajjuhu ranameno guishthante nama uktim videma. Videma, the last word videma, is very important. We do our obeisance, namaha uktim, that is we pray consciously so that we utter that prayer, and videma, we put it in a methodical manner by vidhi. Yoga Shastra, whatever Yoga Shastra gives you, the method, by that method I put forward my prayer to you. So in that short sentence, everything actually is contained. The whole secret of the Vedic knowledge is given in the last passage.
Does one need a guru to be able to?
It is like this, as I said, that Shruti is necessary, is important. Or you have come to an experience by repeated whatever has happened to you, and you have come to an exhausting point. And then you put off your hands, and whether you know Shastra or not, you say, oh my Lord, please do something. I am now at the end of my tether. This prayer is enough to lift you up. You may not have any guru, may not have Shastra, anything. You have come to the end of your effort. What can you do more? That also is a helper. But otherwise, if you have not come to that point and you are looking, groping in the condition in which we are now, all the things may help. First of all, Shruti may help. If somebody tells you that this is the whole secret of the world, it's a great help. Secondly, if you can know how to light the fire in you, or the fire which is in you, how to bring it forward. If this last verse is known to you, that this is the method by which you can submit yourself, by submission it can be done, that is a great help. Or if you know that Supreme Lord has a grace, power of grace, then you invoke the grace to come down. And in doing all this, a guru's help could be very useful. If the guru is the right guru, if he knows all this and takes you to this. But even without guru, because Supreme Lord himself is a guru, Agni which is within you is your guru, the circumstance of your life is your guru, your experience is your guru, but an external guru, a teacher also is a very good thing. And for most of us, it may be regarded as an indispensable aid. Very important one. But a true guru is one who always takes you to the real guru, namely the Supreme Lord himself, so that he passes out of your life as quickly as possible, so that you are in the hands of the Supreme Lord himself.
I have been trying to go from one guru to the other, to the next, for many, many, many years. And I have not found the right guru yet.
That means Supreme Lord himself is your guru, so you should concentrate on him. And if you need the right one, he will come. This is the sign of the real guru. The real guru always comes. When you really need him, he really comes. Not that you should not look for one. It's good, you should go on looking for one. And invite God himself as your guru. And he will send you one. You will find somebody who will help you. But if you don't need the help of external guru, he will not come, because then you will be already in the hands of God. It's not necessary that you must have a guru. Guru is a help, a very great help, almost indispensable, but not absolutely necessary. So, you continue your effort. I don't say you should not make an effort, but rely upon the Supreme Guru himself, because he is always available, always there. And be in touch with the real Shastra, real knowledge. Because there are many Shastras which are not correct, because they give all kinds of mistaken ideas. Lot of confusion in our country on these questions. Lot of confusion.
How do we know then which one is the right one?
If your aspiration is correct, sincere, then you will detect at one time, as she says, she went from guru to guru. It can happen only if her search is sincere. Otherwise, you get called, caught in something. If there is insincerity, then one begins to insist upon the error, and falsehood begins to increase. Then one remains bound like that. So the solution for that is, whatever we may do, we should always say, "Oh God, please put me at the right path." That is the right thing to do. I think we shall stop here today, huh? Because we could not do the other verses, but I think we have covered almost everything that is in the other verses.
Excellent.
I mean, without,
without actually,
actually saying that this is the verse or that is the verse. Like the last verse I already took up at the end because of your question. And other verses also can be now more easily understood in the same light.
Thank you, Venus.
Is it all right?